From NPR News, this is Weekends on All Things Considered. I'm Guy Raz. Some of the sounds of the heavy fighting today in eastern Libya between forces loyal to Muammar Gaddafi and rebels seeking to topple his regime. You're hearing gunfire in the village of Bin Jawad. In the capital, Tripoli, the sounds were markedly different. Jubilation by supporters of Gaddafi.
Gaddafi, I love you!
The advances and retreats on both sides shift almost hourly now across Libya. We begin this hour our cover story with the latest from Libya, and in a moment, updates from our correspondents in Egypt and Bahrain on the wave of uprising sweeping across parts of North Africa and the Middle East. First to NPR's Lourdes Garcia-Navarro on the rebel retreat from the eastern Libyan village of Bin Jawad.
The rebel march west stalled today in a tiny hamlet where Gaddafi's forces ambushed pro-democracy fighters. Bin Jawad is about 25 miles west from the oil refinery town of Ras Lanuf, which rebels captured on Friday. The rebels say they were outgunned and outmanned. They were forced to retreat. One wounded fighter, his white shirt stained red and his arm dripping with blood, says the fighting has been brutal. Mohammed Ibrahim alleges Gaddafi's forces gave locals weapons and money to turn on the rebels. The firing came from the balconies, from the houses. Bullets were coming from all sides, he says. Gaddafi's forces and the traitors in the city of Bin Jawad attacked us. Others, though, disputed his account, saying Gaddafi's troops commandeered the homes they fired at the rebels from. There is a feeling here, though, that this is a fight to the death. The rebels here say they know that if they give ground, Gaddafi will try and wipe them out. He who dies, dies, Ibrahim says. We will keep advancing. We won't surrender, either victory or death. But there was chaos on the front lines today. The men who are fighting have little coordination or training, and it shows. Ambulances streamed back with the wounded. Ras Lanuf, a rebel calls out, "Unite, let us protect the city. Some go fight, but others, we need you to stay here to defend this place." The fear is that Gaddafi's troops could retake Ras Lanuf and march east from there. Ras Lanuf is now heavily fortified with anti-aircraft guns. Rebels are casting a watchful eye to the skies with good reason.
Come, come! Come and you look in here! Come and you look in here! Yeah! You look at Muammar Gaddafi!
I'm at a checkpoint, and just about 10 minutes ago, the people here say a plane dropped a bomb. It's caused a huge crater on the side of the road, very close to the rebel checkpoint. The continuing use of air power has caused a great deal of panic here. As evening fell, reinforcements were arriving to the front. Defected soldiers, some who say they belong to special forces battalions, bolstering the rebels. Mohammed Mahmoud Issa says the rebels are regrouping for another assault, but there are worries about what they'll find in Bin Jawad. We are hearing that they're using the villagers as human shields, he says. We want to protect the civilians. What began in Libya's east as a peaceful anti-Gaddafi movement has now become an armed insurrection. While the rebels here claim there is no threat of a civil war, the fighting between the rebel east and the regime-controlled west continues and looks unlikely to end soon. Lourdes Garcia-Navarro, NPR News.